Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Monkey see, monkey do, monkey steal, monkey do, what? Whereas with humans, if a thief is caught, we don't just leave it to whoever's been stolen from to decide on the sentence. We have law enforcement and what's known as third-party punishment. What happens with our closest living relatives, chimpanzees? It's well established that dominant chimps often weigh into fights between group members. But what would they do given the chance to intervene and effectively punish thieves, even if the theft didn't directly affect them? The US Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences have just published the results of an extensive attempt to investigate this, and with me is one of the team involved, Dr. Keith Jensen from Queen Mary University of London and the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig. Keith Jensen, we should probably start by improving on my definition of third-party punishment.
It was an excellent definition.
I'm sure you can improve on it, though.
Well, the basic idea is you've got your do-it-yourself punishment, second-party punishment. Somebody does something to you, you retaliate. There's a problem with this. One is you don't know what the motivation of the punisher is. You might be doing it to exert your dominance. You might just like beating people up. There's all kinds of reasons to cause harm to other individuals. Another possible problem with it is that in addition to the gains that you get from punishing other individuals, is that you can get retaliation as a result. So you can get a lot of back and forth, you know, Hatfield and McCoy feuding. Third-party punishment, at least the kind we're familiar with, is institutionalized, where you're at an arm's reach, and so somebody who's neutral to the events meets out the punishment in the hopes, hopefully, of correcting the bad behavior so that you have, for instance, a more cooperative society.
And this is one of the, exactly, it's one of the things we think of as a hallmark of civilized society. We do not condone vigilantism. We do not condone taking the law into our own hands. We want a sense of a detached, objective justice.
That's right. And so one of the questions is, then, do chimpanzees have this detached sense of justice, if you will? And, you know, because you said they wade into fights and they intervene in conflicts, there is some reason to suggest that maybe they do.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Monkey see, monkey steal, monkey do, what? Whereas with humans, if a thief is caught, we don't just leave it to whoever's been stolen from to decide on the sentence. We have law enforcement and what's known as third-party punishment. What happens with our closest living relatives, chimpanzees? It's well established that dominant chimps often weigh into fights between group members. But what would they do given the chance to intervene and effectively punish thieves, even if the theft didn't directly affect them? The US Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences have just published the results of an extensive attempt to investigate this, and with me is one of the team involved, Dr. Keith Jensen from Queen Mary University of London and the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig. Keith Jensen, we should probably start by improving on my definition of third-party punishment.
It was an excellent definition.
I'm sure you can improve on it, though.
Well, the basic idea is you've got your do-it-yourself punishment, second-party punishment. Somebody does something to you, you retaliate. There's a problem with this. One is you don't know what the motivation of the punisher is. You might be doing it to exert your dominance. You might just like beating people up. There's all kinds of reasons to cause harm to other individuals. Another possible problem with it is that in addition to the gains that you get from punishing other individuals, is that you can get retaliation as a result. So you can get a lot of back and forth, you know, Hatfield and McCoy feuding. Third-party punishment, at least the kind we're familiar with, is institutionalized, where you're at an arm's reach, and so somebody who's neutral to the events meets out the punishment in the hopes, hopefully, of correcting the bad behavior so that you have, for instance, a more cooperative society.
And this is one of the, exactly, it's one of the things we think of as a hallmark of civilized society. We do not condone vigilantism. We do not condone taking the law into our own hands. We want a sense of a detached, objective justice.
That's right. And so one of the questions is, then, do chimpanzees have this detached sense of justice, if you will? And, you know, because you said they wade into fights and they intervene in conflicts, there is some reason to suggest that maybe they do.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.